Joe-san, let me pray before we open up God's word together. Lord God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable before you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, for those of you who have kids, especially when they get older and more responsible, you begin to leave them at home for maybe a few hours, or even as they are more responsible, even overnight.
在座當中有子女嘅，你哋都可能試過，可能係離開屋企幾個鐘或者幾日嘅時間，就將兒女係留喺屋企度。
And what I've learned is, leaving your kids at home even for a couple hours is to be very clear of instructions for them.
咁我嘅經驗就話俾我聽，要留低小朋友喺屋企幾個鐘頭，咁要留低一啲好清晰嘅指示俾佢哋。
If you're not clear with instructions for them, they may not do the things that you want them to do.
如果你冇留低啲清晰嘅指示，咁佢哋就唔知道你想佢哋要做嘅嘢係乜嘢。
So recently, my wife and I we took a trip away overnight.
咁最近我同我太太咧就去咗一個嘅旅行，係出去幾日嘅。
And so I wanted to be very clear with the instructions for the kids.While we were away,
咁當我離開屋企嘅時候咧，之前咧，我就要俾我嘅子女好清晰嘅指示。
And so I said, "You must wash the dishes. There should be no dishes in the sink."
咁我就對佢哋講：你一定要洗曬啲碗喺嗰個星盤嗰度，唔可以有污糟嘅碗碟。
I even texted it to them my instructions.
我甚至乎再用即係短信俾佢哋知道。
And so when Julie and I came home, the dishes were done.
咁 Julie 同我翻到屋企嘅時候，就見到嗰啲碗碟已經清曬啦。
This morning we're looking at a passage where we find Jesus, who's about to leave, who's about to ascend to heaven, and he gives specific instructions to the disciples.
今天早上經文，我哋睇到耶穌係喺升天之前，係向佢嘅門徒擺低咗、留低咗一啲清晰嘅指示。
These are clear instructions about the gospel missions.
呢啲係清晰嘅福音使命嘅教導。
So let us be clear this morning what the gospel mission is about.
今天早上我哋要去睇一下乜嘢係福音嘅使命。
The gospel mission is proclaiming the gospel message in the power of the Holy Spirit to all the nations.By which, as a means whereby Christ builds the church.
而福音，我哋传福音嘅使命就系靠着圣灵嘅能力，去向地上万民宣讲福音嘅信息，藉此基督建立佢自己嘅教会。
So these are instructions for disciples, instructions for us to proclaim the message outward.
呢啲嘅指示就系去叫我哋叫门徒去将福音去传开去。
Now, if you have your Bibles, please turn to Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 49.
若你有聖經，請打開路加福音24章44至49節。
And in the context, this is following Jesus' resurrection and right before his ascension.
上文下你都睇到，呢個係關於佢係升天之前嘅一段嘅說話。
Jesus appeared to his disciples and he said,Shalom. In other words, he said, "Peace with you."
耶稣向门徒显现，然后讲 Shalom， 就系愿你们平安。
He took the time to eat with his disciples, and also took the time to talk or converse with his disciples.
佢花时间同佢哋一齐吃饭，同佢哋一齐交谈。
So here in this passage, we are privileged to hear.The conversation that's taken place.
咁喺呢段经文，我哋就好咁样，好幸运地可以听到耶稣基督系同嗰啲门徒讲咗啲咩说话。
So Jesus gives specific orders or instructions as far as what to say and where to go. In other words, he gives instructions about the gospel mission.
耶稣对门徒讲咗一啲嘅说话，去指引佢哋点样去做呢个福音嘅使命。
And for us following along from this passage, we're able to get four insights about the clarity of the gospel mission.
对我哋嚟讲，呢段经文我哋可以总结出四个关于福音使命嘅见解。
Our first point is we're going to talk about the source of the gospel mission.
第一点是福音使命的源头。
The second is going to be the subject of our gospel mission.
第二点是福音使命的主题。
The third has to do with the scope of the gospel mission.
第三点是福音使命的范围。
And lastly, we'll cover our support for the gospel mission.
最后第四就是帮助我们福音使命的是什么。
So let's go with the first one. The first point is Scripture is the source of our gospel mission.
第一点就是圣经就是我们福音宣教的源头。
Now earlier in chapter 24, actually in verse 27, Jesus explains to two men on the road to Emmaus the things concerning himself in Scripture.
在这段经文较早的时候第24章第27节耶稣就向两个在以马忤路上的人向他们讲解圣经中关于耶稣自己的事情。
So in the beginning of our passage in verse 44, he does the same thing.
而在第44节那里他也都是一样。
He teaches scripture to his disciples.
他向他的门徒教导圣经。
And what is he teaching them about?
他教导他们什么呢?
Jesus explaining his life.His death and his resurrection.
耶稣讲解了他自己的一生、死亡和复活。
He says, everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的凡指着我的话都必须应验。
So he's teaching the disciples about himself in Scripture.
耶稣是教导他们的门徒关于耶稣自己的事。
I would also point out to him that phrase, must be fulfilled.
而经文当中讲到必须应验这个字。
The word must is also repeated or actually used in verse 7 when Jesus says the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and raised on the third day.
必须这个字亦都在之前第七节那里出现过，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
So for the gospel writer Luke, his point is that Jesus' death did not happen by chance. It did not happen because a sinful mob took over, but it happened because the Lord's sovereign purposes as prophesied in Scripture.
作者路加的重点是耶稣的死并不是偶然发生，不是有罪的暴民支配了整件事而令到 事情失控，而是因为神的主权的旨意已经在旧约圣经中预言了。
Interesting, Jesus referenced the prophets Moses. He mentions the law, and he also mentions the Psalms.
有趣的是耶稣是去引用到，引用到摩西、先知和诗篇这三样东西。
This is the only time that these three are used together.
在这里就是唯一一个地方这三样东西一起出现。
And the point is Jesus is teaching us, he is showing us how the Old Testament, the whole Old Testament points to Christ.
这一切是说明耶稣是教导着门徒，表明着，告诉他们听全本旧约的圣经是怎样指着耶稣自己。
The law, the prophets, and the Psalms all point to the Savior that is Jesus.
摩西、先知和诗篇都完全都是全部都是指向耶稣自己。
It points to his suffering for our sins, his triumphal resurrection from the dead, and his future reign and power and glory.
旧约预言到耶稣为我们的罪受苦，他的从死里复活，他将来在权能和荣耀中掌权。
Now think about this.
我们这样想。
To Jesus, the written word of God was important.
耶稣就是神所写下来的话语是重要的。
He referenced it, he taught it, his life fulfilled what God had previously said.
他引用圣经去教导圣经，同埋他的生命是履行了，去应验了神通过他仆人所写下来的话语。
Jesus lived a life that was obedient to God's word.
耶稣的生命 是满有信服神的话语。
We realize that the word became flesh.
我们是发现到耶稣是道成肉身。
So what does this mean and what does this mean in terms of the gospel message?
那跟我们的福音使命是有什么关系呢?
In regards to the gospel mission, it implies that we must follow Scripture.
在福音使命入面，我们必须要跟住圣经。
So when we think about proclaiming, when we think about preaching the gospel, we must use Scripture.
当我们宣讲福音的时候，我们必须要跟住圣经。
If you notice in the book of Acts, just how much they use Scripture to evangelize, to proclaim the gospel.
在使徒行传那里会看得到他们怎么用圣经是将福音传开去。
The first evangelistic sermon in the book of Acts, they use Psalm 2.
第一次福音性的讲道是基于这个诗篇第二篇。
Peter preached from Psalm 2 in a big outreach in proclaiming the gospel.
彼得是用引用诗篇第二篇这样去将福音的信息宣讲出去。
In chapter 7, Stephen pleads before the high priest, and he involves much of the Old Testament names and characters and stories.
在《使徒行传》第七章，斯提凡是在大祭司面前申辩的时候，他是用了很多重要的圣经人物，旧约圣经人物。
When the Apostle Paul preached to the Greeks, to the Jews, and to the Gentiles, he also used Scripture.
在保罗传讲的时候，他向犹太人、向外邦人传讲的时候，他都是用圣经。
Even Apollos, cited as competent in Scripture, in Acts chapter 18, powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by Scripture that Christ was Jesus.
甚至乎阿波罗就是被形容为最能讲解圣经的那位，他亦都是用圣经去有力咁样喺公开场合驳倒当时嘅犹太人，用圣经表明基督就系耶稣。
So think about it. The gospel message is contained in Scripture.
我哋谂一谂，福音嘅信息就系包含喺圣经入边。
This is God's revelation about Himself, about our sin, and about the Savior.
系神关于佢自己，关于我哋嘅罪，同埋我哋需要救赎者嘅启示。
Friends, we are not free to make up another gospel message.
朋友们啊，我哋唔能够随意咁样去创编造一个好消息个福音出嚟。
We must follow Scripture.
我哋必须跟从圣经。
When it comes to missions, we must preach Scripture. We must teach Scripture. We must preach the Word.
我哋宣教嘅时候，我哋要传讲圣经，我哋教导圣经，我哋传讲神嘅话语。
Interesting, again, if in the book of Acts, you would notice when the apostles would preach, they first began with God, making sure people had the correct theology. Next, they spoke of the person, the work of Christ. And then they always called for a response of faith and repentance.
在使徒行传里面，当那些使徒们去传讲福音的时候，首先他们是由神开始讲起，而使到那些听众有正确的神学，然后他们就讲及耶稣的位格和工作，而且每次都会呼吁听众作出信心的回应。
They followed Scripture.
他们是跟从圣经。
Thus, when we share this gospel story, we must also follow Scripture. We must show, we must teach, we must inform, we must tell people about Christ through Scripture.
因此我们传讲福音的信息的时候，我们要跟着圣经。当我们去传讲的时候，一定要跟着圣经的内容。
We got to remember this is how God reveals about Himself, about our sin and our need for the Savior.
神就是这样去启示关于他自己和我们的罪和我们需要救赎者的启示。
We are not free to make up a story, but we need to tell the gospel story.
我哋唔可以系自己捏造啲嘢出嚟，或者去更改。我哋要跟从圣经。
And Scripture is the source of our gospel mission.
而圣经就系我哋福音使命嘅来源。
So as the Lord leads us to tell the gospel, to share the gospel, we must use Scripture to tell them about the Savior.
当我哋出去传讲圣经嘅时候，我哋就要去通过圣经去将救赎主去传讲俾人听。
The second point is this, that Scripture is our source of our gospel message.
圣经是我们福音使命的源头。
I'm sorry, Scripture, that's our first point. Scripture is the source of our, our gospel message. Our second point is the Savior is the subject of the gospel message.
第二点是我们福音使命的主题。
We need to remember the gospel is not what we have done, but what God has done for us.
福音的内容不是关于我们做了什么，而是关于神为我们所做的事情。
The subject is about Jesus and what he has done.
而个主题就是关于耶稣和他所做的事。
So the Savior is the subject of our gospel message.
救赎主就是我们福音使命的主题。
How do we know? In verse 46, it says, Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead.
在第46节那里可以看到，基督必须受害，第三日从死里复活。
So,Jesus himself is saying that he has to suffer and he has to rise from the dead.
耶稣自己去宣讲他必须受害而且从死里复活。
And he says this in order that the repentance for forgiveness of sin could be proclaimed in his name.
他这样讲好使我们可以奉耶稣的名宣告为罪得赦免而悔改。
So the main subject of the gospel messageThe main subject of Scripture is Jesus Christ.
福音信息的主题，圣经的主题，就是耶稣基督。
Only through Christ can sinners be reconciled.
只能够通过耶稣基督，罪人才能够与神和好。
It was Jesus who said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me.
是耶稣讲，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So by his death, he paid the penalty that we deserve, satisfying God's perfect justice, so that he is free to offer the pardon to anyone who trusts in, to trust in Jesus on his behalf.
通过他的死亡，他付上了我们本来应该所付的刑罚，他现在就可以白白地宽恕任何相信耶稣为了为自己所做的事。
So what is the source of our gospel message? It's scripture.
而我们的福音信息的主题就是耶稣。
What is the subject of our gospel message? It's Jesus.
我们福音信息的主题就是耶稣。
Paul said it best when it comes to the subject of our gospel message. He says, I preach Christ crucified.
保罗是说得最好，就是我们却是传钉十字架的基督。
As we proclaim Christ, the forgiveness of sin to others, there is a response, and that is repentance.
当我们向他人传讲基督罪得赦免的时候，是会有一个回应，这个回应就是悔改。
Have you ever wondered what is repentance?
有没有想过什么是悔改呢?
I mean, what does it really mean?
悔改的真实意思是什么呢?
We know we have to do something, but what does repentance mean?
我们知道我们必须做一些事情，但是真正的悔改是什么呢？
Simply, repentance means to turn to God from our sins.
悔改简单来讲就是从最终回转向神。
The idea of repentance is very important because remember, Jesus preached his first words in terms of his preaching was repent for the kingdom of God is at hand.
And,悔改这个字是很重要，因为在他开始传道的时候，他就说，神的国近了，你们当悔改。
So repentance was important at the beginning of this ministry, and now as he brings this conclusion of his ministry, right before his ascension, Jesus is essentially telling the same thing, and that is to repent.
在他的事工开始的时候，耶稣提到悔改，而在他就来升天之前，他也再提一次向他的门徒说悔改。
Jesus is saying repentance for the forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in the name, in his name to all the nations.
耶稣是说，人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道。
One of the famous preachers, Charles Spurgeon, once preached on this very same passage, and particularly on the subject of true repentance.
而一个著名的牧者施布珍就在这个题目上面去讲真正的悔改。
He explained the repentance in three simple words.
他是讲到三个简单的字。
First one is, for true repentance, there must be sight.
真正的悔改是要有看见。
And what do you mean by sight?
看见意思是什么呢?
It means when God opens our eyes to the horrible enormity of our sins.
就是神开我们的眼睛，看得见我们自己的罪几咁巨大可怕。
In other words, very simply, do we see our sin as God sees our sin?
换句话讲，就是我们有没有好像同神咁样嘅眼光睇我们自己嘅罪？
The second word he uses is the word humbleness.
第二个字佢用嘅就是谦卑。
So for us to understand about repentance, we must be humble. In other words, we must lay aside our pride and our own merit and plead for God for His mercy.
要明白咩系悔改，我哋必须谦卑落嚟。换句话讲，就系我哋要将我哋嘅骄傲摆开，而系向神恳求怜悯。
For this concept, even Jesus told a parable that was very, very similar in terms of what it means to be humble.
喺呢个上面，耶稣系讲咗一个嘅比喻，去讲到点样系悔系谦卑。
Remember the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector going to the temple to pray?
这个比喻是讲到一个法利赛人和一个税吏去祷告。
And the Pharisee, his first response was, hey, I'm glad I'm not like him.
法利赛人第一个反应就是我很高兴我不是好像他这样。
But do you remember the tax collector's response?
但你记得税吏的回应吗？
The tax collector's response was,He was literally on his knees, and he was beating his breast, and he was saying he was begging for the mercy of God.
这个税吏就是跪在神面前去捶胸这样去讲，求你可怜我，因为我是个罪人。
He said, God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner.
他向神讲，神啊，求你可怜我，因为我是个罪人。
When we think about repentance, this is the humility that is necessary.
当我们讲到悔改的时候，就是要必须要谦卑。
Another aspect of repentance is not only humility, but also hate.
当我们讲到悔改的时候，除了是谦卑之外，另外就是对罪的讨厌。
You're probably thinking, wait a second, hate?
讨厌?
It's hate towards sin.
是我们对罪的讨厌。
In other words, do we begin to hate sin?And grow where we leave sin aside.
我们有没有开始去厌恶罪？我们离开以前我们所爱的罪。
So when we think about repentance, there's a couple things. First of all, do we see sin as God sees us?
在悔改的时候，我们要想到，我们有没有好像神那样看我们的罪，这样去看见自己的罪？
And if you see sin as God sees us, are you begging or are you coming to the Lord for His mercy?
当我们用神的眼光去看自己的罪的时候，有没有谦卑的来到神的面前 去恳求怜悯？
And following that, do you begin to hate sin and lay it aside from your life?
而你就开始去厌恶罪，将那些罪摆开。
This is what it means to repent before God.
这个就是在神面前去悔改。
God imparts saving faith and makes it possible for repentance to those who believe.
神赐下拯救的信心，让到我们那些相信神的人去能够去有回转悔改。
And for those of us who have believed, we realize and understand that repentance is a lifelong process for us as a believer.
我们已经相信的，对信徒来讲，悔改回转是一生的过程。
So already we talked about the source of our gospel message, and that is Scripture.
我们就讲到福音使命的源头，就是我们的圣经。
We talked about the subject of our gospel message, and that is the Savior.
我们福音信息的主题就是我们的救主。
And now we need to talk about the scope of our gospel mission.
现在我们就讲到福音使命的范围。
And the scope of our gospel mission is the world.
福音使命的范围就是整个世界。
In verse 47 and 48, it says, And that the repentance for the forgiveness of sin should beProclaimed in his name to all the nation, beginning in Jerusalem, and you are witnesses of these things.
第47至48节讲到，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。
So we are to proclaim the gospel missions to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem.
我们必须要向全个世界整个万邦是由耶路撒冷起去传讲福音的信息。
So when we think of the gospel missions, we need to think about far.
我哋諗到福音使命嘅時候，我哋要諗到遠嘅地方。
We need to think about the world.
我哋要諗到世界。
And more specifically, the unreached people that have yet to hear the gospel, that have yet to respond.
特別係嗰啲未聽過福音、未有機會回應嘅嗰啲未得之民。
And so when we think about proclaiming the gospel, it is to go out or send people out.To go and to preach the message to all the nations.
当我哋谂到福音使命嘅时候，就系差派人出去，去外面，去将福音信息传讲。
John Piper once qualified by saying, "Who are the nations?"
John Piper 牧师就讲到，万邦系咩人呢？
And he mentions in terms of they are the group of individuals who live or die by the authenticity of the saving faith in each year.
就是一群群的个体，那些个体都会因着自己内心怎样看救恩而得生命或丧掉生命。
Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20 is a very similar train of thought.
马太福音28章19至20节也是同样的想法。
Jesus put it very simply and very concisely.
耶稣很简短地这样去讲。
He says, Go and make disciples of all nations.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒
，baptizing them and teaching them all that I have instructed you。
给他们施洗，奉我所教导你们的都要教训他们遵守。
So when we think about missions, we think about it is the business of proclaiming the gospel to unreached people。
当我哋谂到福音使命嘅时候，就系去将福音去传讲俾嗰啲未得之民嘅工作。
Psalm 117 verse 11 says, Praise the Lord, all the nations, and let the people extol him.
在诗篇第117篇讲到，万国啊，你们都当赞美耶和华。
So for missions, it's about proclaiming the gospel to others in light that they may return praise and thanksgiving to the Lord.
福音使命就是我们将那个福音信息是传讲出去的地方，让他们能够来到神面前去赞美。
So when we think about the scope of our gospel mission, it is the world.
当我们想到福音使命的范围，就是整个世界。
And it's not just the world that is way out there, the world is also near.
不单是远的地方，而且是近的地方。
Notice in terms of the phrase, it says beginning in Jerusalem.
在经文看到有从耶路撒冷起。
Jesus told his disciples that the message of forgiveness must begin in Jerusalem.
耶稣告诉他的门徒，那个宽恕的信息就是由耶路撒冷起。
Now think about that. Does that sound like a good idea?
我们想一想，这个计划好不好呢？
Now of course, anything from Jesus is a good idea, right?
耶稣所讲的必定是好的，是吗？
But think about it even further. What happened in Jerusalem?
但是想一想，耶路撒冷当时发生了什么事？
Or should I say, what just happened in Jerusalem?
或者说在耶路撒冷当时刚刚发生了什么事？
They crucified the Messiah.
他们杀死了将个弥赛亚，杀死了弥赛亚，将他钉在十字架上。
Despite Jesus' presence with them, despite his miracles before them, despite his teaching before them, he was killed in the city of Jerusalem.
纵使耶稣是与他们一起，纵使是耶稣做很多神迹奇事，但是他在耶路撒冷那里被杀。
The people murdered or crucified the Lord of glory.
那些人将耶稣基督将荣耀的主钉上了十字架。
Remember, it was the crowds that said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
人群去到讲钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And yet, with Jesus' instructions to his disciples, he would say, "Proclaim the good news, proclaim the gospel, beginning in Jerusalem."
但现在耶稣同他的门徒讲，从耶路撒冷开始传讲宽恕的信息。
So why is it there?
点解喺呢度喺嗰度
？Why should we proclaim the gospel, especially to those who hated Jesus?
点解我哋要将福音信息传俾嗰啲向佢恨佢嘅人传讲
？Why should we proclaim the gospel to those who rebelled against Jesus?
点解我哋要将福音信息讲俾一啲悖逆嘅悖逆耶稣的人
？And the disciples had to wonder why should we proclaim the gospel to somebody who crucified Christ？
嗰啲门徒亦都可能会谂，佢点解要将福音信息传讲俾钉佢十字架嘅人呢
？The Lord's words beginning at Jerusalem tells us one thing。
主耶稣的说话从耶路撒冷起告诉我们一件事。
It tells us there is no sinner that God cannot save.
告诉我们知道没有罪人是神不能够拯救的。
God's forgiveness is offered to the worst of sinners.
神的宽恕是给到甚至最坏的罪人。
Our gospel message is to offer forgiveness to sin, to even the worst of sinners if they repent.
我们福音的使命是给予罪的赦免给甚至最坏的罪人若他们悔改。
And that's the beauty of the gospel.
这个就是福音的美。
Friends, have you responded to the good news, the gospel message?
朋友们啊，你为到福音的信息有没有回应？
Maybe today is a day that you believe and you repent before the Lord.
或者今日就是回应的日子，今日就是在神面前回转悔改的日子。
And if God is leading, I encourage you to do so.
如果神是带领你这样做的话，我是鼓励你去这样做。
The beauty of the gospel.
福音信息的美丽。
Now we have covered the source of our gospel missions, and that is scripture.
福音信息的来源就是圣经。
We covered the subject of our gospel missions, that is the Savior, Jesus.
福音信息的主题就是耶稣基督救主。
And we cover the scope of our gospel message, and that is the world.
福音信息的范围就是整个世界。
And now we're going to cover the support for our gospel mission.
而现在我们就要讲到帮助我们福音宣教的是什么。
It seems like a big task to go and to share the gospel to others, and especially to the world.
去将福音信息传讲俾世界知道，系一个好大嘅工作。
But notice in this passage that Jesus tells us the help that we have.
但系我经文就讲到我哋有一个帮助。
Specifically in verse 49, it says, "I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high."
第四十。九節嗰度特別講到，我要將我父所應許的降在你們身上，你們要在城裏等候，直到你們領受從上頭來的能力。
Jesus has the authority to send forth the promise, and what is the promise? The promise is the Holy Spirit.
耶穌有權柄去將佢所應許嘅去差派出去，嗰個應許就係咩？就係聖靈。
What is mentioned in terms of being clothed with power? It means.And some, the Holy Spirit being surrounded, your life being marked by His Spirit, just as your clothes covered your body.
好似穿上衣服咁样去穿上圣灵嘅能力，被圣灵包围，被圣灵盖上印记。
So the power from on high is the Holy Spirit.
从上头来嘅能力就系圣灵。
That is our support. That is our encouragement.
就是我们所能得的帮助，就是我们的支持。
In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, it says, But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
使徒行传第一章讲到，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，作我的见证。
For us, the same truth holds. If we are to proclaim the gospel, we must be empowered by the Holy Spirit, walk in the Holy Spirit, and trust that the Spirit will do the convicting.
对我哋嚟讲，呢个真理都一样适用。我哋必须系被圣灵加力，行喺圣灵入边，去让圣灵去做佢使人觉得扎心嘅工作。
So think about this when we share our faith, or we think about missions.
当我们去将福音信息分享的时候，我们是要这样去思想。
It's not about us trusting our own strength and our own wisdom.
不是关于我们信靠、依靠自己的能力或者依靠自己的智慧。
It's about us trusting God's word.
而是我们信靠神的话语。
Us trusting in God's spirit.
我们信靠神的灵。
Remember, it's the Spirit that's going to bring the conviction, not us. It's the Spirit that's going to bring the conviction to the people.
不是我们自己，而是圣灵去将扎心的、使人悔改的这一样东西给到人。
Our job is to show, to teach, to proclaim the message.
我们的工作是要将福音信息去表明、去宣讲、去教导给人。
It's the Spirit's responsibility to give them understanding, to help them understand the truth of the gospel.
是圣灵的责任去让到人们明白福音的信息。
And even if we lack the courage to go share our faith, we could depend on him for the courage to proclaim the gospel message.
纵使我们可能缺乏传讲福音的胆量，但是我们可以求神去让神的灵给到我们勇气。
I am reminded one of the most iconic sermon message title was done by Jonathan Edwards, and he wrote the title, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God.
其中一篇的讲道是神学家Jonathan Edwards 讲到在愤怒的神手中的罪人。
So that was his preaching message title, Sinners at the Hands of the Angry God.
这个就是他讲道的题目，在愤怒的神手中的罪人。
This particular sermon was incredible how God used it to really cause a revival in the 1700s.
在这个的讲道是让到在18世纪的时候产生了很大的复兴。
Just by the title of that sermon, you kind of wonder in terms of Jonathan Edwards' preaching style.
是在这个的讲道的题目，我们可以看到Jonathan Edwards 的讲道的他的方式。
Maybe you think he must have been fiery, he must have been fierce, he must have been very powerful in proclaiming the message.
他在宣讲的时候一定是很严厉的或者很有火的。
But in actuality,Jonathan Edwards had a high and squeaky voice.
但是 Jonathan Edwards 他其实的声线又高又刺耳。
And literally, he read from his manuscript.
真是他直情是照着份稿咁读。
So in other words, he would have the piece of paper right in front of his eyes, and he would literally read it.
他会将张纸摆到好近自己块面，系由嗰度读出嚟。
So even if you were in the front row, you couldn't even see his face.
就算坐第一行，你都唔会见到佢块面。
And you're wondering, how impactful would that sermon be?
咁你会谂，咁样点样会影响到人呢？
Yet the Spirit of God convicted many from the Word of God to the glory of God.
但系神嘅灵就将好多人系从最终回转，系将佢哋通过神嘅话语带到去神嘅荣耀入边。
As we consider the gospel message, there is no limit what God can do.
当我们想到福音使命的时候，是没有事拦阻神可以做些什么。
Especially reaching the unreached and the unengaged people.
尤其去接触未被接触的人，未得之民。
Through God's Spirit, God can use us as earthly vessels to communicate the gospel message to anyone at any time.
通过神的灵，神是可以用我们作为地上的媒介，去随时随地向其他人传讲福音。
So, as we conclude, our gospel mission is to proclaim repentance for the forgiveness of sins in Christ's name to all the nations.
我们福音的使命是奉基督的名向万邦传讲悔改罪得赦免的道。
And how do we do it? We do it in the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们怎么做呢？我们就要靠圣灵去这样做。
With the hopes of making disciples and also eventually building God's church.
去使万民作耶稣基督的门徒，同埋建立耶稣基督的教会。
So nowadays, my wife and I, we do take not only evenings away from our kids, but sometimes overnight.
咁我太太 Julie 同我咧，就而家唔单止系夜晚几个钟，或者系有时系过夜咁样喺出边。
And again, I've learned that you have to give specific instructions.If the kids are going to do what you want them to do.
如果我哋想子女去做一啲嘢嘅时候，我哋必须离开之前去俾佢哋清晰嘅指示。
And so I would tell them, make sure the dishes are clean.
咁我就话俾佢哋听，一定要洗晒啲碗。
No dirty dishes in the sink, right?
喺蒸盘入边唔可以有污糟嘅碗碟。
And so when we come home, we see the sink is empty and the dishes are clean.
当我们回家的时候，就会见到星盘是没有东西的，而且那些碗碟是干净。
And we smile.
那我们就微笑。
We are happy, we are glad.
我们很满意，我们很开心。
That our kids are responsible and are faithful.
我们的子女是很有责任感。
You know, someday Jesus will return again.
耶稣是会回来。
And will he smile?
他会不会微笑呢？
Will he smile because we have promoted and we have participated in missions, as he says, using scripture to tell the world about Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit?
我们会不会 耶稣会不会微笑，因为我们按他的吩咐去进展或者参与神的国度这个福音事工，去用圣经去使万民知道关于耶稣，而且是依靠圣灵这样去做。
Jesus gives clear instructions about the gospel message.
耶稣是关于讲到福音信息福音工作的时候，是给了清晰的指示给我们。
It is our responsibility to tell the world about the great things that God has done.
是我们的责任去向万民去传讲神所做的大事。
As we sung the song earlier, do we love to tell the story about the Savior?
我们是向人传讲救恩故事的时候，我们是不是喜欢这样去做？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord God, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the gospel message.
天父，我们感谢你给到福音信息给我们。
It is good news for us because you have transformed our lives.
这个是一个好的消息，因为福音的信息改变了我们的一生。
We do remember, Father, for us that we recognize that we are sinners and in need of your mercy.
我们确实知道我们是罪人，我们需要你的怜悯。
And we thank you, Lord, that you showed us through Scripture, you showed us through the conviction of your Holy Spirit to respond in faith and repentance before you.
我们感谢你给到圣经我们，让我们能够是通过悔改回转这样回到你的面前。
As our lives have been changed by the Gospels, changed by you, Father, we should take delight in sharing this good news to others.
当你的福音信息改变了我们的生命的时候，让我们将这个的信息去传讲给身边的人知道。
Through your word, we realize that there's a world to be reached.
通过你的话语，我们知道外面的世界有很多的地方，有很多的人需要我们去接触。
There's others that need to be told, that need to be taught.
有很多人去要听到福音的信息，很多人要被教导福音的信息。
And so, Father, help us to be faithful in our prayers and our trust in you to reach not only family and friends that are close to us, but even individuals who are far away that even yet to receive Christ as their Savior.
因此，我哋要忠心嘅将神你嘅话语去传出去，唔单止系就近我哋身边嘅亲朋戚友，而且系远嘅地方嘅人。
So, Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我哋奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen.
多谢潘牧师为我们证道，请大家一同起立，用以后的诗歌来到作回应。
无天万教师睇过场，但未救主我神。
最近